on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
I love the Olympic theme, and we are going to get a little Olympics update. The Olympics kicked off opening ceremony on Friday, and Alex Maragos joins us from NBC. How are you, Alex?
Good morning, Wendy. So great to be on with you today.
Well, you are what, the only Chicago TV journalist on site in Paris?
Yes, that's correct. You know, I have 39 Chicago area athletes to keep track of, so I'm certainly busy over here with day four of the competition coming up.
All right, let's talk about some of those Chicago athletes. I know Simone Biles is there, and John Owens, who is her husband. He left, you know, training for the Bears to go see his wife. That's awesome. But what are some of the, who are some of the Chicago athletes, and how have they done?
Well, let's start with some of the big names that other people might know. Anthony Davis, who plays for the LA Lakers. He's a native Chicagoan, went to Perspectives Charter Academy. He's playing in his first Olympic Games in the last 12 years. Now, he's certainly been good enough to make it since 2012, but unfortunately his injuries have kept plaguing him every time there seems to be an Olympics coming around. So it's great to see him back on the basketball court. Another big one, our most decorated Olympian, is Ryan Murphy. He was born in Palos Heights and still has lots of family in the Chicago area. Aunts, uncles, a grandfather. His parents do live in Florida, and Ryan now trains in California, but he's a big Cubs fan, and he already has 6 Olympic medals, and he could add another one tonight in the men's 100-meter backstroke. And then I'll just give you one more. Peter Chatain from Winnetka, Illinois, just very early this morning, Chicago time, on the men's 8 rowing team. 8 guys on one boat. He just went to the finals in that event with that team. That's coming up Saturday morning in Chicago. So I don't go through all 39, Wendy. I don't think we have enough time for that. But how's 3?
That's pretty good. Do you parlez-vous français at all?
Je parle un peu. I studied a little bit in high school and then 2 years in college. And then it went away from me for a very long time. And now I'm just getting a little bit back here and there. You know, getting around, use of numbers, things like that. I don't think I can carry a whole conversation, so they can still say bad things about me behind my back if they want to. But no, just very, very, you know, enough to get by.
All right. Opening ceremonies. Oh, by the way, moi aussi, un petit peu. I took it in high school as well. And fromage means cheese, everyone. So the opening ceremonies, I don't know if you were exactly right there, but some controversy and some greatness. What are your thoughts?
Well, there was a little bit of everything in that opening ceremony, wasn't it? I mean, it was very French. It was very wild, but it was very good time, I think, had by all. I mean, we saw some huge acts come in. A lot of the rumors definitely confirmed with Lady Gaga, with Celine Dion, which was so great to see her come back and sing.
Yeah.
And, of course, just doing it on the opening ceremony. I mean, we work in live production here in TV and in radio. I'm still wrapping my head around how they could possibly put this thing together from a production standpoint, a security standpoint. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say it's the most difficult production ever put together. And I was so glad that they pulled it off in a safe way. Even the rain didn't dampen it. And by the way, that's the heaviest rain we've had here in like a week and a half.
Oh.
It poured all night. But it seemed to just put everybody still in a good mood, and it didn't knock anybody's spirits down. Especially everybody so glad to be together again after the Beijing Winter Olympics and the pandemic, the Tokyo Summer Olympics and the pandemic. We're back together again. This is not just normal. This is a celebration of what the Olympics should be.
All right, and what's on tap for today, Alex?
Stacked lineup today, Wendy. Oh, my gosh. 12 locals competing. I'm just one man. I don't know how I'm going to do this. 12 locals. We're going to try to go to the 2 medal chances for our local Olympians, and that would be Paul Juda, who's from Deerfield. He's on the men's gymnastics team. This is his first Olympics. He is over the moon psyched to be on this team, and he performed so great in the qualifying round. He's just, I said when I interviewed him after the qualifying, I'm going to start calling him Steady Eddie, because he is just so consistent. He may not wow you or get the highest score, but he is so consistent. So that's coming up 5:30 p.m. Paris time. The men have not been on the podium in gymnastics, if you think about this, Wendy, since 2008. And the women,
wow,
they get all the attention, and they should, because they're that good. But if the men get a medal, this would be the first time in 16 years. And then tonight, Ryan Murphy in that 100 backstroke final. He's been great at this event. He got a bronze in Tokyo in the 100 back. He was the gold medal winner in Rio, and he'd be the first guy in 50 years to win a medal in three straight Olympics in the 100-meter backstroke. So a lot of people in the southwest suburbs pulling for Ryan Murphy to do this tonight.
Well, I hope all the local athletes do well. I hope everybody prevents injuries, because that has got to be the most terrible thing in the world. You get to the games, you get injured, or beforehand. Who did you mention that suffered from injuries before and is finally here now?
Well, there was a lot of people who have done that. We have, first of all, Simone Biles. I mean, that was the biggest example. She called it a mental injury. Those are her words, you know, what she suffered through in Tokyo. And we had a bit of a scare last night with her first qualification. She injured her left calf. By all accounts, it's a minor injury, something that she'll be able to persevere through. And she also, her coach clarified after that competition last night that her mental health is good. So it's good that both are going to be absolutely rock solid. And then you've also got a lot of people who have dealt with injuries before. Kennedy Blades is one of our all-star wrestlers. Look for her toward the end of the game. She's just 20 years old. Jeez. First Olympic team. She's had some concussions in the past. But this is a name, guys, that you're going to watch. I'm telling you, toward the end of the games, Kennedy Blades had to beat the defending silver medalist just to get into the Olympics, and she did. She easily handled her. So she could make a really good medal run in freestyle wrestling. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing that toward the end.
And my understanding, she's from Broadview. So come on, go local. That's what we got to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Merci beaucoup, Alex Maragos.
Je vous en prie.
What does that mean?
You're welcome.
De rien. That means it's nothing. All right.
Yeah, two ways to say it.
Oh, it's coming back. All right. Well, great to talk to you, Alex. Have fun. Go USA.
Likewise. Go USA. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you so much.